The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. When I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light, what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold with the same coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs on your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny to my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
How are you today?
Good.
Thank God. After the Easter season, we entered into the ordinary season. In this ordinary season, we celebrated great feasts like the Most Holy Trinity, the Most Holy Body and Blood of Jesus, the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Today, we are in the 12th Sunday in ordinary time. And today's scripture readings challenge us to preach Christ through our words and lives without fear. Speak about Christ through our words and through our lives without fear. This is the message of today's three readings. Do not be afraid. How good it is for someone who is worried and afraid. This nice sentence, do not be afraid. When we are in fear, maybe our parents, brothers and sisters, relatives or friends, if they come and tell us, "Hey, do not be afraid, don't worry, I am there, I will take care of you, I will be with you, I will help you," how nice it will be. And we really enjoy the guidance of our parents, our brothers and sisters, our relatives, our friends. Jesus, who was human as well as divine, knew that some of us need to be reminded again and again and again not to worry. We all need to encourage each one of us not to worry, not to be afraid in our life. So, many times in the Gospel, we hear Jesus asking us not to worry. Three times in today's Gospel, Jesus says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. But for us, fear is not illusion, nor story. It is true in our daily life. Fear is not the story, or illusion. It is in our life. It is in our daily life. Fear. Fear is something which makes us to be afraid of something which leads to death. This is the main point in being fear. It may lead me to death. Sometimes when we are alone, the fear enters into us. When a person is sick, the fear enters in him. When a person is in a danger, the fear enters in him. When we are attacked by terrorists, the fear enters in us. When we walk in darkness, the fear enters in us. Sometimes we are afraid that we will make a wrong decision. At other times, we are afraid of what others will think when we speak of Jesus. We are afraid of what the future will bring our children. We are also afraid of growing older. Sometimes we are afraid of that bad health will bring us. At the root of these fears is the fear of loss. Every fear we have is grounded in the knowledge that we have something or someone to lose. Afraid. Fear of losing someone in our family. I can lose my job, family, house, money, health, and even life itself. If these fears will not be healed, a person will have nervous breakdown, tension, oppression, stress, and shame for you. This is what happens when the fear is in us. We'll have nervous, tension, oppression, stress, and shameful. So this is not good for our life. We need to come out from the fear which is in our life. Is it easy? Is it easy to come out from our fears in our life? Is it? Why do you commit like that? No. Why don't you come out? Why don't you think there is someone who takes care of me? This must be our intention. There is someone who will take care of me. That must be in our life. When all these fears attack us in different times and different ways, we must remember that God understands it better than we ourselves do. We all said, yes, we are in fear. We are not able to come out from fear. But Jesus says, God will understand us better than we understand ourselves. This is important. Our Heavenly Father knows exactly what is happening in each one's life. Each one's life. What a release from fear it is to know that God is in our side, that our life is in the hands of a loving God. We need to entrust our life in the hands of God. So, in today's first reading, let us examine and see how the prophet Jeremiah is out of fear. And how the fear attacked Jeremiah. Prophet Jeremiah, he was denounced and put in prison because he spoke the words of Yahweh given to him. He did nothing. He spoke to the kings and peoples what God asked him to speak to them. Faithfulness to his mission brought him nothing but heartbreak. See the things that are happening. Faithfulness to his mission brought him nothing but heartbreak. Fear. All the time he was in fear. He did nothing. He did nothing wrong, but his life is full of fear. His former friends sided with his enemies, and they had made several attempts on his life. The older friends joined with other group of people and began to attack Jeremiah. They were watching for any misstep so that they could take revenge on Jeremiah. So, how can Jeremiah keep his faith in God when he is in struggle, many attempts to kill him? Many groups are waiting to kill him. His whole life is fear, fear. Jeremiah, he tried to keep the people and the kings faithful to God. That is the reason. He, king, prophet Jeremiah wants king and his people in his kingdom must be faithful to God. This is what Jeremiah proclaimed. Be faithful to God. And the king and the people, who are you to tell us? Who are you to command us? That is what happened. Full of fear. Nevertheless, Jeremiah was confident that God would not let his enemies overcome him. In this fear, we can see how that Jeremiah expresses his faith on his God. Nevertheless, Jeremiah was confident that God would not let his enemies overcome him. He trusted only in God. So all his friends went away and tried to plot against him. He has no one except his God. He completely trusted and had faith in God that he will not make his enemies to overcome him. He himself declared, where he is now, he is in the forest, hiding, running, because of fear. At the time he declared, but the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. See, he speaks to himself, hey, Jeremiah, don't worry. The Lord is with me like a mighty champion. He speaks to himself. He wants to come out from the fear. Trusting in God, he makes himself to come out from all the fears. My persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph. They cannot come on me. He believed that God will be with him and he will wipe away all his enemies in good time. This is very important. In good time, God will wipe away all my enemies. in good time. There is time. Still, God is waiting on my enemies. When good time comes, he will wipe away all the enemies. So, before he is saved from his fear and from his life, already he is thanking God. He praised God for salvation before he actually experienced it. Already he is thanking God. Already he is praising God, that thinking that he is already redeemed. Redeemed. So, when he was praising God, the fear went away from him. The complete trust that he had made him to come out from all the fears. That's why Jesus says, do not be afraid. When good time comes, I will save you. We don't like to wait for the good time to come. Is it? Is it? We don't like to wait for good time. We always want to run. We like to run with the time. It is true, we need to run with the time. But when the good time comes, he will save us. So, in the second reading, St. Paul describes Jesus as the new Adam, where the first Adam brought sin and death into the world, the second Adam brings grace and life. So, the first Adam, he brought sin. We read in the Genesis, first chapter, how Adam committed sin against God and how he brought the sin and death to every one of us. But the second Adam brings grace and life. Grace and life. The passage tells us that we have participated in the life of Christ in everything. We have participated in the life of Christ, in all the teachings of Christ. We are with Christ, with all the sacraments, with all our faith and trust in Jesus, we are participated in the life of Christ. So, we need not be afraid of those who oppose us, for we are united with Christ in his resurrection. The same faith Jeremiah had in his life and on his God. So, let us not be afraid. Since our life is with Jesus, mingled with Jesus, living with Jesus, why to be afraid? That is what St. Paul says to us. And in the gospel reading, let us examine and see what Jesus speaks about our fear. Jesus tells that we, his disciples, should move from fear to courage through trust and reliance in God. So don't run with the fear. Don't run with the fear. Jesus says clearly, come out from the fear and move to the courage. Through trust and reliance in God. This is what Jeremiah did. He relied on his God. He trusted on his God. Who creates fear will not be able to prevent Jesus' followers from succeeding in their mission because God will expose the opponent's evil plans and deeds. So God will expose the evil doers. What are their plans? He will expose out. So they cannot overcome those who believed in Jesus. Jesus says, nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered. So all the things that are in the hearts of evil doers will be brought out. Will be shown. So Jesus says, not to be afraid of the limited power of our opponents. They have limited powers. They are evil doers. It is true and fact. But they will not have the power which we have. They cannot overcome us. They can kill the body, which dies soon anyway, but have no power over the soul. Only God has power over eternity. So, the enemies may kill our body. Our body must go anytime. But they cannot kill the soul. The gospel identifies two fears that the apostles had. Let us see. The apostles, the witnesses, the Jesus witnesses, had two kinds of fears when they went for a mission work. Fear of false accusation and conviction. Fear of false accusation and conviction. This is what happened to Jeremiah. False accusations. Waiting on him to kill. Searching for the false accusation. This is what happened to all the 12 apostles when they went for the mission work. And second one is fear of bodily harm and death. Fear of bodily harm and death. As we fear about our body and about our life, they too had the same fear. Fear of bodily harm and death. We are worried about death. They too worried about the death. So how they completed their mission? Tradition says that almost all the apostles died the violent death of martyrdom, but they were not able to kill their eternal life. All the apostles, except St. John, all the apostles, they were killed as martyrs, shedding blood. But they were not able to kill their soul, their eternal life. Because God has compassionate love towards them in the same way towards us. God will have compassionate love upon us as he had his compassionate love on his apostles. We are more important to God than sparrows. Jesus says, hey, you are important to me. Not the birds or the plants or the things that are. You are important to me. Even the hairs on your heads are counted. Even the hairs on your head is counted. Whenever I read here this sentence, I used to look my hair, you know, how many I have. Such a way, God is the well protector. He knows everything what is happening in our life. He counts on us. So, while this is an encouraging assurance, it may be difficult to believe in the midst of persecution. Everything is nice to listen. But in the midst of persecution, it is not that easy to believe on someone. Is it? When we are in fear, when we are at the time of persecution, we cannot believe the assurance that God has given. Because the time, we are afraid all the time. But God knows everything that we go through. Nothing that happens to us or escapes Him. He catches everything. Nothing can escape from God. He catches everything. When we feel lonely and abandoned, when it seems that our prayers are unanswered, God knows and cares. This is what God does. He knows everything and He will take care of us. Jesus concludes by saying, "So do not be afraid, my children. You are worth much more than many sparrows." If we are loyal to Jesus in this life, Jesus will be loyal to us in the life to come. So, fear and afraid only to God. Fear to God. Afraid to only to God. Not to others. Not to our enemies. Jesus will take care of us. So, it is very hard not to be afraid of something or not to have fear. It is not that easy to come out from this fear. It is difficult. Like Jeremiah, like the promise of Jesus, let us have trust like Jeremiah. Let us have faith like Jeremiah. And let us depend on Jesus, and He will wipe away all the fears. God is our shelter and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So, we need not be afraid.